And the new president and her husband have just arrived at Áras an Uachtaráin. Back here, though, at Dublin Castle, as we've been saying, among the guests were the third and fourth class children of nearby Francis Street School in the heart of the Liberties. Adele McAllister caught up with them as they went in.
My name is Luna and I'm from Francis Street School. It feels great to see the new president that's happening. I feel so, like, grateful for what we have in our school and what's going on.
My name is Zach McGuinness and I'm from Francis Street School. And yeah, it's very exciting and fun for everyone here.
Hello, and my name is Ellis and it's great to be here with my school.
And what do you think might happen inside?
Catherine Connolly will turn into the president and drive to the house.
Hello, all right, my name's AJ Stack. I come to Francis Street School, obviously, and I'm so grateful to be here. I'm speechless. I'm so happy that I'm here.
And tell us, AJ, you've got something here.
Yeah, I have a football because I support Liverpool, and I saw the Connolly video when she was playing football and she was doing volleys and basketball. So I asked my teacher, can I bring a football? And she asked Connor, and Connor said, yeah. So I bring a football with me today, and I'm going to ask her how many volleys can she do. It's going to be super.
My name is Connor Doyle, and I am the principal of Francis Street School. We're a school based in the Liberties in a very historic area of Dublin, and we are extremely grateful and honoured to be here today for what is going to be a momentous occasion. We're very fortunate at our school that back in 2018, Michael D. Higgins also visited our school and he officially opened our library, and that was an incredible day in our school's history.
Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And with the afternoon sport, here's Siobhan Madigan.
Rachel, thank you. The Republic of Ireland's under-17s are playing their final World Cup group stage game this afternoon. Colin O'Brien's side kicked off against Paraguay just over 10 minutes ago. The Irish already assured of progress at the tournament, and a win today would see them secure top spot in the group. The game, though, remains goalless. Four changes to the Irish team today. Josh Cullen, Gavin McAteer, Victor Osiavuna and Finn Sherlock all having started in green in Doha. At the end of the opening day of the first cricketing test between Ireland and Bangladesh, Ireland, having batted first, started strongly. They lost their way somewhat late on, finishing the day on 270 for 8 as Mehdi Hassan Miraz took three late Irish wickets. Paul Sterling and debutant Cade Carmichael, though, produced a 96-run second wicket stand for the visitors in Silly Het. Belfast Mark Allen plays China's Zhao Jingtong at the Tournament of Champions in Snooker in Leicester this afternoon, and today's racing card at Fairy House was cancelled this morning owing to heavy overnight rain. The good news, though, is the fixture has been rescheduled for Friday, November the 21st.
Siobhan, thank you. And that's the news this Tuesday lunchtime. Our broadcast coordinator was Shane Galvin. Mark Dwyer was on sound. Damien Gavigan and Tom Norton were on sound at Dublin Castle. At Dublin Castle, the editor was Adele McAllister. In studio, the editor of the News at One was Brendan Fitzpatrick. Now, only his second day and we've taken a couple of minutes off Kieran Cuddihy. Apologies, Kieran. I promise you it won't happen too often. Do stay tuned for Liveline. But from all of us on the News at One, thanks for listening and have a good afternoon.
Everybody has the right to be heard. There are many ways to enable each person's voice.